going to welcome Pastor Malcolm Mono, and he's going to share the word of God with us today. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome, Pastor Malcolm. It's awesome to come there. See all your happy, smiley faces. Praise the Lord. And be a part of, a move, a power of the Holy Spirit, burden that was on Pastor Martha's heart, and just being a part of the servants of the Lord, because we're here to serve the people, eh? And it's not about us, it's all about Him. It's all about the Lord, eh? I think one thing I enjoy about Waitangi Day is how we can move amongst the tangata and feel the heart of our people. You know, as we were down at the dawn service, down the bottom here, and just listening to the kōrero, I think it's a lot of things we've heard over the years. I've probably heard similar things for the last 25 years. And what we're noticing is the kotahitanga. There's coming a far greater unity. And there's always the familiar phrases that we would hear. You know, tino oranga tiritanga. And our sovereignty, our self-governance. We hear manumoto hake. And I want to be able to take these things back into scripture, because these are not just phrases for us, these are not just sayings. He papaputanga, our declaration of independence. But these are not just sayings for us, it's a life. Because our he papaputanga is from Genesis to Revelation. And our tīpuna, actually they come under the same inspiration, because they've got a document that has stood all over these years. And where did that inspiration come from? It had to come from Matua himself for it to stand over this period of time. And really, if we're talking about kotahitanga, we're talking about gifts in the body. If we're talking about governance, we're talking about the governance, the government shall be upon His shoulders. Whose shoulders? Our Lord Jesus Christ. And then all the way from Genesis to Revelation is His policies. And those policies are policies that ain't going to rip us off. It's not going to take away our whenua. It's going to enhance who we are, where we come from, because we came from God, we go back to God. Glory! But we need the original seed. That's the thing, eh? We can't have hybrid seed. Because if you want the results that God give us, if you want supernatural results, you've got to go back to the original seed. You know, if we plant our iwi, if we plant our peripiri, if I'm planting the nice deep blue ones, the purple ones, that's what I'm going to get back. If I plant our sweet potato, I'm not expecting Pākehā potato. Right? You plant the original seed, you get original results. So that's why my heart, I was feeling to go right back into the scripture in Genesis chapter 1. Can we go back to the original bottom? Right back to Genesis chapter 1, where the Bible says that the world was in darkness and in chaos. Darkness covered the face of the deep. But what did the Lord start with to chase away the darkness? He said, let there be light. And the light away the darkness, right? Well, if it did that in the original seed, it'll do that today too, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So if we get back to that original seed, we'll get the original results. Because what did they have there in the Garden of Eden? The Lord spoke the word. Glory. He spoke the original seed, and he changed that chaos and darkness into a Garden of Eden. Now, shouldn't we be able to do the same thing today? Speak that seed, speak that word, and it'll bring it back from a chaos, from darkness, from mummy, into healing, into a Garden of Eden, into a faith civilization. That's what we want, right? A civilization by faith, where there is a supernatural economy of God, where we don't have to rely on an economy that is just locking up the people and not letting our tongue free. Aren't you following us, saints? Glory! Because these world systems are not designed to set us free. These world systems, in fact, we find in Revelation chapter 18, right? Verses 3 to 4, the world systems have become so corrupt. These world systems have become a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. But what did the Lord say? He said, come out of her, my people. Like the children of Israel, they had to come out of Egypt, right? Now we can come out of Egypt, but where are we going into? Because redemption has two parts. Redemption is coming out of the things in this world. And the other part of redemption is entering into the promised land. So they had to come out of Egypt, but they have to come into Christ. Hallelujah. And how do you know it? By his word. Amen. Remember when he was speaking the word, Father, and he took 6 days and he brought everything down. But I want to read that portion of scripture because I want to show you where he, not just our tipuna, eh? Not just our rangatira, but he, our God, he gave us sovereignty. He gave us dominion. And if God give it, who is anybody to take it away from us? Glory! Let me read those things from Genesis chapter 1. Because I said I wanted to take it back into the original seed. I want to take our here whakaputanga, our declaration of independence, back into the word. Because God gave us that kaupapa right back in the beginning. And he said in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. So he gave us sovereignty over the moana. Come on, saints, it's right there in the scripture. So math can't tell me what to do. Come on. They can't tell me what to do with the resource that God gave us. Glory. You know, they put a limit on. And Jesus, when the brothers had been toiling all night, and they were fishermen, and they had cast their nets. Amen. But God was showing us, you don't have to rely on man's knowledge. And I would say Peter and the bros were skillful fishermen. Glory. I know that Bay of Islands like the back of my hand. I know all the posies. Hey, I know where the kinners are fed. Some of you had some evidence of that on Thursday night, right? Wednesday night, sorry. I know where the kutai are as well. Praise the Lord. But when God gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, over the moana. When he said to the disciples after they had toiled all night, put the net on the other side. You know what they tapped into? There was no fish there. But by the power of the spoken word, he created fish. And he's trying to show us how to do it. Because we've got to go back to that supernatural economy. It's an economy by faith. Glory. And so when they put the net on the other side, I wonder if he came within the map, what he called it, what he quoted. Hey? Or did he have, how many fish did they have? About 100 and... Woo, there's some good Bible readers around here. Praise the Lord. Glory. 153 fish. That's a little bit over the limit, I know. But I think Jesus, when he opens up that supernatural economy, of course I'm going to, my balance is I render unto Caesar what Caesar's. But I also render unto God what's God's. And they didn't try to stop anybody from taking that kaya, because we knew our kaya is for our whānau. We can catch fish up in Nahipara, which we did last week, and we do the drop-offs from Ahipara all the way down to Hukurunui. Sorry, Pastor, we didn't quite get the otangare, but he came and got his quota anyway. That's what it's all about, eh? God, give us the resource. Hallelujah. And we've got types and patterns in the scripture to show us how to do it. So if he gave us, as the word declares, dominion over the fish of the sea. Glory. I'm not just saying, whānau, that we can go and take anything we want. We are still kaitiaki. But God has given dominion so we can manage the resource. Now, if we're talking about managing the natural food, how much more the spiritual food? Because I've seen such gifts amongst the ministers so far. I see a gift of knowledge and a gift of prophecy and a gift of deliverance in Pastor Martai. Hey, I see that in Pastor Rob. I see these gifts, but we got to recognize the gifts and then know how to utilize the gifts. I want to know where that gift is. I want to know where that gift of giving is.
Yeah,
hey! Amen, Pastor. We got to know where that gift of giving is. Why? Because they give and they don't have a tick box. Say, bro, you remember when? No, God gave to them and they give. That's a gift of giving. What about a gift of mercy, whānau? Where everybody in the family is given up because this father's on pee. And tahide the cards. Hey, and tahide anything. We bought something and it was sold. That's life, whānau. But a gift of mercy. When everybody else give up, mercy said no. I'm not going to let you go. See, that's the resource, Father, that God has given us. And we are kaitiaki of that resource. These are the things that I want to talk about. Glory. Because here's our hair pakaputanga right back in the book of Genesis. And he gave us dominion. I didn't see where he took it away from us. Amen. What else did he give us? And over the cattle. He gave us dominion over the cattle. And then these fellows want to come and put tags in my cow's ears. They want to put control over the numbers. No, God, give me the dominion. To go past my place in Hukarinui? And you said, Mixie, no tags in my cow's ears? It's because I'm living by this. Hallelujah! Whānau there to feed my whānau. And if you come past Hukarinui, you'll see a māra that's from that tent all the way over to that the bush over there, and this way as well. There's kai for everybody. Why? Because we are living by an economy of faith. Glory! Whānau, let's get back to not funding. Come on, because there's hooks in funding. Let's get back to a koha basis, where everything is by the love of God. Hallelujah! Because what does the scripture say? Perfect love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And that's what's upon our tangata. Is fear. Come on, saints. But I've noticed that the greatest and most effective tool that we can have is the love of God. And you know what that is? Maturity in Christ. Amen. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought I knew it all. I'd go on the marae and I'd rip everybody apart and wonder why the kaumātua would go up and started putting the coals into me. Because if you go up there and confront, you better accept the wero that's coming back. Amen. But that matures us. Because we got to feel the heartbeat. We got to feel that heartbeat, Father. Because how can we be effective without compassion? Hey, sister, without kindness, right? What we were fellowshipping about the other day. Without that compassion, how can there be healing? How can we preach this gospel without the supernatural God following and vindicating that His word is truth? And this is the thing, Father, it's not our word, it's His word. And He will come to support His word. So then I've got dominion. My Bible tells me over the cattle and over all the earth. Woo! And this government in here could take that away from us because God give it to us. But what are we? Kaitiaki. Look after the resource. Govern the resource. Glory! And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, He give us dominion over everything. So what I'm saying, Father, we got to go back to Edenic condition. Let me say this. We're not going back to Pentecost. We're going back to Eden. We're not going back to the restoration of the gifts. We're going back to the restoration of the Word. Because a hybrid seed cannot bring forth. We mix our ideas with the Word of God. It's hybrid. It's a mix. As they would say in PNG. Right? But if you have the original seed, it'll bring forth original results. Glory! So what I'm saying, Father, if God give it to us, who can take it away? But sometimes to uphold the faith, you're going to take some heat. Hey! You're going to take some heat for your convictions. And to stand by faith, glory, it means fear is gone. Thank you, Jesus. But look at some of our tūpuna down through the scripture. Our rangatira, like Abraham. Glory! Like Isaac. Can you trace your whakapapa? and trace what God can do through these fighting men of faith. And Jacob. What about Rangatira Moses, who had a ministry to be able to lead the people out? But before he could come into that ministry, he had to have 40 years in the wrong occupation. He was 40 years in Egypt, learning Egyptian theology. Come on! But there was a gift of God in his life. Glory to God! There was something within him had a hold of the reins. And after 40 years of becoming one of the greatest generals in Egypt, there was a calling in his life. But look at this, Bano. What Moses could accomplish by 40 years in Egypt. And the only fruit that he had was one dead Egyptian. Right? He was wanting to deliver his people from bondage, just like we do. But he had to meet the pillar of fire before he can bring them into deliverance. Amen. Where did he meet the pillar of fire? 40 years in the desert. Father, we ain't got 40 years. So don't think, oh yeah, I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill. I'm out in the wilderness for 40 years. No, sir, Father, we've got to move. Because the signs of the times, it's late. It's later than we think. It's almost home time. But we want to take as many of our whānau with us as we can. Hallelujah. I want to be like Rahab. I don't know whether anybody would have had Rahab in their church. Right? Who was Rahab? She was a prostitute woman. Right? I wonder if anybody in these modern days would have her in their church. She didn't like that occupation. The economy was so tough. Come on, Father. The economy was so tough. She had such a love for her father. They needed food. They needed drinks. They needed clothing. Amen. So she took the only job that she could have. But one day two spies came into her house. Glory! Must have been Pastor Tanero and Pastor Matai, eh? These two spies come into the house. And unfolded the mystery of redemption. Helped her to use the things that she had in her body. Because she had a scarlet thread that was handy. Sitting on the mantelpiece. And the covenant was that if you would take that scarlet thread and put it out your window, you know that scarlet thread represents the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory! And the promise was given that if you can get all of your whānau, everyone that comes under the inspiration of that scarlet thread, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! So what did she do? Come on, let's listen to the story. Because Rahab was sold by her parents into prostitution at the age of 10. Now we talk about resentment because of Mamai. You think she didn't have some mummy? You don't think that she had some psychological problems? Hallelujah! But when those two spies came into the camp, woo! Hey, when those two spies came into the camp, saints, they were on a mission to find the names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah! They were led by the Holy Ghost to the provided place of worship. And they just begin to speak a word. Glory! Because she was locked in the system. And the system wouldn't let her go free.
Come on!
The system was she was locked in the walls of Jericho with no ability to get out. Thank you, Jesus. But these two spies came into the camp. Woo. And when they came in, they told her where to apply the token. They showed her what needed to be done to be able to set the captives free. And all that came into your body. What did she say? Even though she was sold into prostitution at the age of 10 by her parents, did you hear her korero? She said, I need my father. I need my mother. I need my brothers. I need my sisters. I need my uncles. I need my aunties. And all that came under that token. Hallelujah. All the other places in the world fell down, but those that were under the token sign, under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, judgment could not take them. Hallelujah. Where are we in Christ? That's what I'm trying to say. We got another government. Come on. The government shall be on his shoulders. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What has to happen? Father, heaven unite. The gifts in the body have to unite. We have to understand there's gifts of deliverance. There's gifts of worship. The gifts of worship, Pano, create an atmosphere so the presence of the Lord can come down. And then in maturity, Pano, the love of God begins to come forth from our hearts. Right? And I've found the love of God is more effective than anything else. It's not how much we know. It's not having a PhD and an LLD. All I had was a UE, unemployment. Wasn't university entrance. Come on, but I had Jesus. Hallelujah. And he changed my life. Glory. I believe he's changed yours too. And this is why this morning I thought we'd go back to the original, especially on Waitangi Day, and show our Declaration of Independence from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Show our sovereignty in Christ. Show what we can achieve when we unite together. When the Lord breaks down the middle wall of partition, slays enmity, so that we can set the captives free. Well, we need to do that collectively, Father. Amen. I'm just going to call up the team and sing one wyatha. Pastor, is that okay? He said,
two
wyathas. Oh, well. We just want to sing a wyatha for you. 2 ounces, eh? Oh, 1 ounce gives me 2 ounces.
Let's go.
We just want to sing a song for his namesake and for his glory. Amen. So, Pano, that's just a little bit of a soup, a little bit of an entree for all the ministers that are following. Amen. We're looking forward to the rest of the day. And we just got our drink in here. Oh, yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints.